Welcome to STEM Spots, a weekly science review produced in cooperation with the Missouri State University Department of Physics, Astronomy, and Materials Science.
Hi, this is Dave Cornelison, and you are listening to STEM Spots. With me in the studio today is Aaron Aberdan. He's a returning senior in the Mechanical Engineering and Technology Department here at Missouri State. Thanks for stopping by, Aaron.
It's great to be here with you guys today.
And Aaron, you have a major that I don't know very much about. Talk to us a little bit about why you chose this major.
I chose the Mechanical Engineering and Technology major at Missouri State University. It's very diverse, so I can do electrical engineering, structural engineering, building, manufacturing engineering. It's just more of a hands-on, and I like to do a little bit of everything, so I figured it'd be compatible to what I'm looking forward to.
Right, really, that's great. Now, I heard about a project that you guys are involved in. Tell me a little bit about this project, that sort of outside the general stuff that you do.
So a couple students decided that we wanted to build a Baja car. We spoke with our professor, Dr. Kevin Hubbard, and he thought it was a very great idea for us to put our skills together and get our hands-on experience, and just to have something to get our mind off of other than just books and theoretical stuff. We were able to actually enjoy our time and to kind of work together and get some experience of what the real world will be like.
Now, you had to get on with an organization. Tell me about this organization.
We got on with the Society of Automotive Engineering, so the SAE organization. Through that organization, we were able to get all the requirements in order to compete at all these events.
And is the team, how big is the team?
Currently, the team is about 6 students.
Okay. So now you're going to do this project. Let's talk specifically about the project. I guess it's the past tense. You've already done the project. So tell us a little bit about the car, the general design, what you were given to work with, and so forth.
So to do the car, we were given just a 10-horsepower Briggs & Stratt engine. We were allowed to design around just that engine to maximize our speed, our height, our gear ratios, and our radius for turns. We had to choose the material to meet certain test strengths and to be able to withstand impacts. We decided to go with the 1-inch tube with an 1/8-inch wall. From there, we built the frame together ourselves. We designed it. We welded it ourselves together as well. We were going to build our own rear end, our own differential system for it, but we were running short on time and we had a smaller budget than we'd planned for. So we ended up using a 4-wheeler rear end, and we used that for a lower torque ratio since our vehicle is a little heavier with the thicker sidewall tubing.
Just out of curiosity, did you do things like build the suspension yourself, or did you buy parts and then put things together? How did that all work?
We bought struts and shocks for our suspension and A-arms for the front end. We put it all together. We built and designed our own tabs in order to be able to mount them onto the frame.
Okay, so a lot of hands-on work. Talk about the competition. Where did you have to go and what did you exactly do?
So this April, we went to Tennessee Tech in Cookeville, Tennessee. We had to do a sales presentation, a design presentation, and a bunch of inspections in order to compete. We did pre-inspections with the frame. There's a few things they didn't like about the frame. So throughout the middle of the night, we cut the frame out, redid it, went back to inspection the next morning, passed the inspections. Then we had from there moved to a brake inspection and had to pass that in order to compete. Everything went well. We were able to pass all of our inspections. But due to the weather, we kind of pushed back our times and we weren't able to do all the races and stuff that they'd wanted us to do, because we had to do endurance race. We also had to do a speed, for top speed,
right,
and a sled pull.
Right. How did the group do?
We got 86th out of 100.
First time.
For a first time team.
Not bad. That's not bad.
We were pretty excited with our results, but we're looking to improve a lot more for next year.
That's great. We have a very short amount of time left, but can you tell me a little bit about where you plan to take this with you as you move on?
I plan to take this with me to move into a manufacturing engineering type background. I like to build stuff and design, so I was thinking to getting on with John Deere Company they're a good company to work for, and agriculture is growing every day, and I'd like to get into that. Or Lauren Cook with exhaust fans. Mm-hmm. It's just manufacturing, being able to be on the floor with the guys and being hands-on is my biggest thing.
Sounds like a perfect major for you. Well, you know, Aaron, we're out of time. I thank you so much for stopping by today.
Thank you for having me today.
And once again, this is Dave Cornelison for STEM Spots signing off.
STEM Spots is available online at ksmu.org.